Blog Talk Radio.
The daily go get a miser show. We do this every single day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Miser Show, all up in your area, baby. All up in your area, baby. So, this morning, Daily Go Get a Miser Show, the 24th of Scorpio. Scorpio season in full and total effect as of yesterday. The little snapping bugs. So, this morning, on the Daily Go Get a Miser Show, we are talking about what the greedy do and what the hungry do. Now, we can use greedy and hungry interchangeably, and we're really talking about it metaphorically. Because somebody is hungry, it doesn't necessarily mean that they haven't eaten food. You can be hungry for a lot of things. You can be hungry for knowledge. You can be hungry for love. You can be hungry for affection. You can be hungry for success. You can be hungry for advancement. You can be hungry for a whole lot of things. It's not just one thing. But when we think about traditional hunger, we think about somebody who hasn't eaten, but because we know that we have to have food in order to nourish our body so we can stay alive. But as we also know, if we study science and anatomy and physiology on any type of level, we know that you can go for days and days and days. You can actually go for weeks without eating physical food, solid food. But you have to drink. Water is essential. You know, you have to have water at night. What, 65-75% of our body is made up of water? So we have to make sure that we have water. And this very important to make sure that you have good water in your system. The good stuff. The real good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when we have the discussion about alkaline water versus regular water, and people don't really understand that concept and they think that they do. No. The water that you put in your body, you put good water in your body, then the good water that's already in your body becomes better water for your body. And the better you're hydrated and the better the charges that you have and the alkalinity, which raises the strength of your immune system, the better the outcome of your health becomes. So, in terms of hunger, you can go a long time without eating and still survive and still stay alive. But you have to have liquid. I mean straight up water. You know, we substitute things that have water in them as things that really do have, really are water. Water is water. Juice is juice, even though it may have water in it. It's not water. It's processing your body differently. Same thing with like Kool-Aid, which is not juice at all, but it's flavored water. That's why they call it sugar water. I used to think we were just calling it sugar water because we had to put so much sugar in it in order to make it taste good, to give it the flavor. And then you get the money, well, what does this packet do? The packet is what gives it the flavor, but those sugar is what makes it so sweet. So, you know, you have like lemon flavor or lemon or like actual lemon, and it makes it taste differently, but it doesn't give it that sweet taste. So the body processes flavored water differently. It processes water exactly the way that it processes water. And it processes flavored water or things that have been added into water differently. All right. So when we start talking about hunger, metaphorically, you can go without whatever you have been hungry for probably a long time. But eventually you're going to have to get it because it's going to have an impact on the way that you live your life. So when we talk about somebody that is hungry, you know, we've all been on jobs where we could tell that somebody was hungry. They was hungry on his job. Like, yo, they came in there like gangbusters. They was doing everything, outperforming everybody. They was working hard. They was going in. They was making it happen. They was making it happen. And you're like, damn, this person is trying to move up. This person is trying to advance. This person is not trying to stay at the station that they are right now. That's not what they're trying to do. And many of us will respect the person like that. Like, yo, I see you getting it in, homie. Go ahead, do your thing. Don't stop till you get enough. Right? We respect that hunger. That hunger is admirable. Like, it looks good. Like, mm-hmm. Go ahead, man. You know, eat. But when that hunger starts to get in the way and you see somebody that already has a lot and they're still performing and acting as if they haven't eaten. In other words, you know for a fact that that person has a lot of things, a lot of money, a lot of resources. They have more than you do. But they're still running around here collecting from everybody, taking from everybody, stealing from everybody. Just, you know, really, really acting like they never had nothing before. How about that? People who act like they never had nothing before. You know how people act who find something nice and they're not used to it, or they have had it before, but they like it so much that, you know, they just give off that impression that, damn, this is really a shit, huh? Let's say you in a chow line. Chow line. That's for all my military people and for all my people who've been to jail before. You is in a chow line. And you trying to cut in line and get in front of everybody that's in the chow line. This motherfucker trying to cut the chow line, son. They trying to cut the chow line. You ain't got to do that. Everybody's going to eat, but they're getting in front of everybody like if they don't get there in time, then they're not going to be able to have anything. And, you know, and we chalk that up to home training. We chalk that up to, you know, not ever having anything in your life, not being able to appreciate anything, or over having the over appreciation for something because you ain't never had nothing. You grew up broke, grew up poor, grew up without having anything, grew up without TV, you know, shit like that. And honestly, I'm old enough to remember when some people that I knew didn't have no TV. And growing up as a kid in the 70s, I remember going over friends' houses and they was like, "We gonna get a TV this Christmas." And I'm like, "A TV? Okay." Well, anyway, people who are hungry have not eaten. They have not been able to quench their thirst or be relieved of the famine that they are starving for in whatever it is that they do. But people who are greedy have more than enough in the stash to feed everybody here. Here they are jumping in front of people in order to get some food in a chow line or in a food line or in a buffet line. And they already done stole more than the buffet could ever serve. Everybody else, they got their own stash. But they're greedy. And greediness knows no boundaries. A greedy person will eat, no matter how much they already ate. They will eat. I got this cool new mouse today. Look at this shit. Look at this cool new mouse. And like you do the cursor with this thing. And I'm trying to get used to it. I'm like, "Hey, it's cool. Pretty cool, huh?" So you're like, "I don't need a mouse pad. Like, look, I can just navigate the cursor." I'm like, "Wow." And you can speed it up like, you know, like a gaming mouse. Like, "Wow. Woo, 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 woo." It's pretty cool. I never thought I would purchase something like this. It's pretty cool. Ergonomic. I don't understand all. I ain't gonna lie. I've been trained on all that ergonomic shit. I don't think I really accept it. You know. T. Carrie Wright is all up in the place. It's always good to see your face. Thanks for coming through this space. That's right, T. Carrie Wright. Tell him. If he's always late, then he's always on time. Tell him to stop trying this all the time. Stop trying to tell him stop dissing all the time. Hey, Carol Chamber, let me favorita. What's going on, Carol Chamber, let me favorita? Where you going? You listening and driving. Wait a minute. Where you going? Text me. Naturalista Rap says, "You can be hungry for more rather than being hungry because you're starving." Exactly. But when you start to try to draw the line between what's hungry and what's greedy, greedy people are not starving. They ate already, but they're getting back in line for seconds, for thirds or whatever. And they take from those who really are hungry, who really are starving, because they're greedy. And like I said, greediness knows no boundaries. They have no mitigation. There are no limits. They just want to eat and eat some more. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? It's good to see me. Love you. Thanks for coming on through. Yes. The gang's all here. We're all here. Oh, wait. Where's Robbie Rob? She's probably at a Little League football game. Where else would she be? Is Little League football being played this year? I used to love Little League football. Sports is one of those areas where you will see hunger. If a person, you know, really wants to do well in sports, you're going to see that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to definitely see that. You're going to see the difference. You're going to see the difference between somebody who was just happy to make the team, somebody who thinks that they're just always going to start, always going to be on the team because they know somebody, their uncle is the coach or one of the coaches or something like that. And you're going to see somebody that, probably wouldn't have been able to get on the team had they not really, really showed the initiative and the energy and the drive and the skill. So you see them out there. They playing both sides of the ball. They on offense. They on defense. They hustling. They working. They learning the game. They honing their craft and they getting better. And no matter how good they get, they could easily just coast through. But no, they like, give me the ball. Give me the ball on some Michael Jordan shit. On some Michael Jordan shit. So, yeah, when you see somebody at a job or on a basketball court, football field, whatever, you're going to see their hunger. Now, of course, when it comes to professional sports, their hunger is going to come out of their – it's going to affect their financial situation. Because there are incentives in their contracts that give them cause to work hard and to achieve certain things. But that may not be just the reason that they're doing it. One thing about people who practice things, whatever you practice at, you're gonna get better at. And unfortunately, some people practice at getting bad at something or doing something wrong. Like all of these people who use slangs and abbreviations on social media. So instead of practicing spelling something right all the time, they actually are practicing and spelling it wrong all the time. To the point where they may have never really known how to spell it right in the first, but they are using this slang thing or abbreviations to get around that. But when they are called on the carpet to whereas they really have to do it right, they don't know how because they have practiced doing it wrong for so long that they have gotten good at doing it wrong and they can't manage to do it right. Same thing happens when you start talking about in personal situations like love and all of that. If you practice not showing love, not showing affection, not giving positive reinforcement, not ever giving of yourself, expressing yourself, sharing, you practice more resistance and more negativity than you have practiced giving and sharing and coming together and uniting and loving and caring. So now when it comes time for you to actually give love, caring, sharing, and all that kind of stuff, you probably only know how to do it in a sexual way. It's all a game for you. So whenever you have been long-term fucking up, you think that you can do just this one thing today and you can make it better. And you may have even learned that one day of you doing better did make it better. But somebody was expecting you to show up tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, and start to build on more consistency. But you can't get with consistency because you have practiced inconsistency, or you've practiced not doing it right, or you've practiced not being there. So your lack of hunger has shown, but when you do it right, your hunger really, really shows. So what would y'all say is the biggest difference between being hungry and greedy? And do you know any greedy people? Are you greedy yourself? Do you know greedy people? Are you greedy yourself? Do you eat beyond measure, overeat, fuck up your health? Don't care about nobody but you. Yo, I'm going to eat today, tomorrow, and later on too. When you come across a greedy person, you know, you're normally coming across a situation where you really have to decide about whether you want to deal with that person or not. Because it's not easy dealing with a greedy person. A greedy person will steal from your home. If they're greedy for sex, they will try to have sex with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your family members, maybe even your children. Greed is indicative of an addictive personality that is uncontrolled, unchained, unmitigated. Yeah. You don't want to leave a greedy person in your house. You don't want to do that. Don't leave no money out around a greedy person. They're going to find a reason to take it. They're going to find a reason to take it. Well, you know, I needed it. I wanted it. You know, it was there. The opportunity was there. Anybody would have took it. I've heard them say it. Well, anybody would have done that. Everybody does that. No, only greedy people do that. You have all of this over here, and this person only has that. And you found a way to justify in your mind to take that. Yeah, well, you know, think about it. If they only had that one thing, then taking that one thing away from them is like not really taking nothing away, right? Like, no, motherfucker, that if they only had that one thing, you took away everything they had. Just to add it with that big collection of all of that shit you have. You know? But you can't tell a greedy person shit. Because they'd be like, shit, I wanted it. Get what I want. I don't care if I have to beg, steal, rob, borrow, and never return. I need it. I need it because I want it. And I want it because I want it. Naturally, the rap says, I'm greedy. I sometimes respect relationships. What's mine is mine. Mostly, I'm hungry. Oh, you mean I'm greedy in some respects when it comes to relationships. Is that what you're saying? See, you got it. Okay. What's mine is mine. Mostly, I'm hungry. I want more out of life, and I'm not willing to settle. Well, I hear that. Not willing to settle. It's funny because we all settle. We just may settle for more than other people, but we all settle because we can't get everything we want. We all settle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may not settle for less. Like, in relationships, you might not settle for no bum ass nigga. Like, nah, we not doing that. Nah. I don't want to be with somebody who's not ambitious. I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't work. I want to be with somebody who mooches off of other people, or who is lazy or shiftless or doesn't take care of their kids or doesn't know how to treat women or something like that. Yeah, you may not want to be with somebody like that. But even the person that is your soulmate, or somebody that you love exponentially, somebody that you hold in the highest regard, they still won't do everything, anything and everything that you like. But you'll settle for the highest percentage of them that's good over the lowest percentage of them that isn't what you came here for. So we still settle, but I know what you mean. But a greedy person actually won't settle. They will take more and more and more. They will find a way to get more and more and more. I know I already ate, but I'm eating some more. Like, okay, you got this bag of chips over here. This is a bag of chips. You only got a little bit of chips left. Like, damn, and that's all you got? Yeah, that's all I had. Like, you know, everybody be taking my chips. They stole my chips. Oh, so damn. I got a whole store full of chips over here. But I'ma still take your little bag of chips. I'm going to still take your little bag of chips. You know why? Because I'm greedy. I'm greedy. Yeah. That little bag of hers, even got 5 bags in the car. And I just ate. I'm full, but I'll eat some more. Why? Because you can't overfeed a greedy person. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, girl? Narcel says, earlier this week, I took advantage of a BOGO 12 sub. Later that day, I went to eat one of them, and it didn't taste good. I threw the other one away. Remembered a couple. Did you finish that? We got to advantage of a BOGO 12-inch sub. Later that day, I went to get one of them, and it didn't taste good. I threw the other one away. I remembered a couple. Okay, right. I just said, I remember. Okay, there you go. I remember one of the homeless guys. I could have given to them. I'm compassionate, but sometimes I'm late on being compelled to help. Yeah, because you might have been pissed. Like, yo, this shit nasty. You throw this bullshit away. Forgot. One man's trash is another man's treasure. One man's pain is another man's pleasure. But you're not always thinking in that aspect. I understand. I get it. Sometimes I be thinking about the same thing. Like, man, I ain't even giving this shit to the homeless. This shit's so nasty. No homeless should have to eat this either. Troll Hudson says, Natural Lisa the Rap says, no one is perfect. I don't want a perfect man. That's not settling. That's acceptance. Okay, you're going to switch the words up. That's acceptance. Okay. I'm not no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. Put my heart and soul into this song. I hope you feel me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Mos Def. Y'all can call into the show, y'all. If y'all want to call into the show, you can call into the show. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. The Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. If you want to call into the show, you know, express yourself. You want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. Where? Oh, yeah. Express your passion in any form of fashion. Express your passion in any form of fashion. It's going to be all right. So today we're talking about what the greedy do versus what the hungry do. Now come in the front. I'm trying to side eye me. All right. Stop. Yo. Ugh. Okay. All right, yo. Stop fucking me up. You fucking shit. Yo. Ah. So, yeah. What the greedy do and what the hungry do. Both of them act like they haven't eaten. But one of them is really not acting. One of them is definitely acting. They just ate. But all they do is eat. You know, eat. Like a fat girl at a buffet. Like a fat girl at a buffet. She's going to eat. She's going to stay for a long time. Got the Tupperware in her goddamn purse. Yeah. Got the Tupperware in my purse. Rubbermaid. Got the Tupperware in my purse. Rubbermaid. Got the Tupperware in my purse. Rubbermaid. You know how I'm doing. Yo, I'm throwing shade. I'm a... Make sure that I stuff me a couple of chicken wings and some fries and things. I got me a couple of ribs, a couple of shrimp, a couple of crab legs. You know, I'm like a pimp when it comes to the food. I ain't stopping that shit. I'm greedy as shit. You can't stop me at the Chinese buffet. Yo, Golden Corral. Hey, yo, Old Country Buffet. If I can find one that's open to the Old Country Buffet. Yeah, I'm looking for one. I'm still scoping. Maybe if I go to West Coast, I can get me an Old Country Buffet. It's better than Golden Corral. Nigga, you is fucked up. Ass out of here. Yo. Just watch the hands, baby. Watch the hands. Like, you know you want to touch me. You don't really want to hurt me. All right. What the greedy do and what the hungry do. What the greedy do. Why the greedy. Damn. Fuck my allergies up early in the day. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah. And she, the cat probably be looking at me like, I don't know what you cleaning your hands for. I've been in the house all day. Ain't no telling where your ass been. You the one go out. You be touching all kinds of shit. You gonna act like a little punk over a little fur. Achoo! Achoo! All right. So yeah, man. So, Daily Go Get Him is a show. Daily Go Get Him is a show. What the greedy do and what the hungry do. What the greedy do and what the hungry do. The difference between what the hungry do and what the greedy do. You can leave somebody hungry in your house, and as long as they have any type of sense, they may not violate you. But a greedy person, you leave them in your crib, they're going to take something. They're going to find a way to justify taking something from you. Shirley talking about something. If we only knew what animals thought. I think you can kind of figure it out sometimes. If nothing else, they'll let you know what they're thinking. Like, look, man, I'm hungry as shit. Not too many animals are greedy. I used to think dogs were greedy. I used to be thinking, like, yo, if you give them food that they like, will they ever stop eating? And they will. They'd be like, all right, man, I'm good. Come back to that shit. I come back to that shit. But you don't normally find a lot of fat, out-of-shape dogs unless they have been exposed to humans that give them all kinds of shit that they ain't never supposed to be eating. For example, do you realize that animals would never ever taste cooked food if it wasn't for human beings? No other people in the world make cooked food. You don't see no deer, antelope, horses, lions, tigers, bears. You don't see them out in the wild barbecuing. They don't eat no hot food other than the temperature of their prey. And the blood is actually like the seasoning for their for animals that eat flesh. When you think about it, blood has the salt in it. That's why animals don't get sick when they eat raw meat. Their bodies are built for that. A human is not built for that. We eat raw meat, we're going to get sick. Even though we know people who claim to be vampires and all of that, we always trying to be something that we're not. But we need to start working with what we got. But yeah, we are overeaters. We eat more and store more than we actually need. No. But when you leave a greedy person in your house, they're going to steal from you. A hungry person, although they may be malnourished in whatever you're talking about, whatever they're hungry for, it doesn't mean that they have lost total control. A greedy person finds it really hard to control themselves. I don't even know if they have any interest in trying to control themselves. Think about it. The greedy people that you know, if you know any greedy people, and if you can have a window into their psyche, do they ever seem to have self-control? People who are greedy for money, Financial greed. Financial greed. Always chasing money. Money, 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 money. And they'll be quick to tell you, you can never have enough money to last you for the rest of your life. And in some respects, they're right. In some respects, they're right, because you can just make one major purchase and be dead broke all of a sudden. One major purchase. Where they're wrong at is you, just because you don't have enough to last you for the rest of your life does not mean that you don't have enough for now, taking into consideration that you're still making more. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button, y'all. Share the show. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Hit that like button. Hit the like button. Share the show. 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 Hit the like button. Yeah, 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 share the show. Hit the like button. Share the show. You know, Sun 752 name is share that like button now. Shit. Make sure to get down with the crew. Daily Go Get a Missing. Yo, Urban Therapy, son. We are on the one. And we on one every single day. Yo, Monday to Sunday. Yo, you go Monday. You'll be back through. Yo, share the show so they'll come back too. Trying to grow this movement. Some dogs that have siblings are living together. Be greedy towards one each other until you straighten them out. Oh, but dogs are territorial, and they actually get jealous. But I always wondered, like, do they get jealous like that out in the wild, or is that another human trait? Is that another human trait that they adapt to when they are exposed to us? And when you really think about it, when animals express jealousy or territorial, when they express, you know, trying to be very territorial, are they jealous or are they taking into consideration that my very survival depends on this? If my owner care of me and I'm dependent upon my owner to take care of me, feed me every day, house me and everything, so they bring in another animal or another dog that is taking away mine. And so you can see my bowl don't be as full as it used to be. My bowl used to be full every day. I used to just be able to eat. And now since they got that other dog, I noticed that now I got to scramble, struggle, and almost beg for food sometimes. I used to get the paper put to my ass if I was begging, just to be begging. Now I'm begging because I really need it. Let's see. Shirley Shaw says, when you are greedy, you tend to bite off more than you can chew. Not necessarily just food. Shopaholics are greedy off merchandise. Greedy for merchandise. Yeah. Shopaholics. So they spend all of their money. But a greedy person won't spend all their money. More than likely, they'll steal and keep their money. Yeah, I want it. I need it. I copped it. I got it. But I ain't, I didn't cop it with money. Hell no. I copped that. I mean, listen, let me just put it this way. When I'm in your store and things are within my reach, I wouldn't suggest that you turn around or go to the back and leave me there with it. Because I don't take it. Wasn't no cameras either, man. Listen, I got it. Let me ask y'all this, though. alcoholics and drug addicts, would you consider them to be hungry or greedy? Think about your answer. Addicts. Addicts and holics, which are both just addicts. Are they hungry or are they greedy? Are alcoholics hungry or greedy for alcohol? Now, you may say, well, they have to be greedy because you don't need alcohol. But people eat all the time, not because they need healthy food, or that's just not the case a lot of times. Most of us eat things that we like just because we like them. Most of us eat things that we like because we like them. It's like, yeah, I just want that. I got a taste for this. I got a taste for that. But as an alcoholic or drug addict or dope fiend, are they hungry or are they greedy? One thing is for sure, they have lost control over how to mitigate or regulate their consumption. But are they hungry or are they greedy? Are they both? Are they a little of both? I don't know about that. Show husband says, right, Norris, they'd be like one more hit knowing they already high. Well, crackheads don't be feeling like they high when they take the next hit. That high comes down real quick. Real quick. That's the thing about crack, and that's why it takes up all your money. Because the high is quick as fuck. But the high that you get when you smoke is better than anything that you've ever experienced in your life. Better than anything is what I'm told, is that feeling that you get when you smoke the crack. But after you start to come down from that high, they say there's no worse depression in the world. So you'll do anything to try to stay up there. The thing about crack is there's no ending. Like with other drugs, you can get tired, pass out. You're like, all right, enough, man. I ain't getting high no more tonight. I'm good. Not with crack. You'll do it all day, all night, if it's available. All day, all night, if it's available. All day, all night. There's no hangover. There's no side effect. There's no hunger. You don't need food. There's nothing like that, yo. But is it a hunger or a greed when you are an addict? T.K. Wright says, addicts are greedy. No, she says, when tolerance comes to a fatal ceiling, it's a wrap. T. Carrie Wright says, addicts are greedy. My man Samaj Network is all up in the house. Alabama, Ala, Montgomery, Ala, Selma, Ala, yo, what's going on, my man? What's going on, Huntsville? T.K. Wright says, greedy people have very little self-control. That's true. But do greedy people have involuntary lack of self-control? That's I guess that's my question. Like, when you talk about a drug addict, I don't think that that's a voluntary lapse of control. You just really just lost control. You got to cool it now. Stay in control. Stay in control. Joe Hudson says, sometimes when I go to the restaurant and I'm hungry, I order lots of food. But when my hunger is satisfied, instead of trying to be greedy, the rest down, I'll doggy bag it or leave it. Yeah. You know how y'all women are. Some of y'all really, I mean, have you ever really been around a greedy chick or a greedy dude? And you watch how much they eat and you be like, some greedy people for food, some of them really, really keep it in the tuck. And some of them give it to you full throttle. And you be shocked out your mind, like, what the fuck is up with you? Like, what we doing, homie? What we doing? Seriously, what we doing? What we doing? What we doing? Thanks, Amaz. Peace to you, my brother. But yeah, in terms of you, Cheryl, yeah. You might be like a lot of people, your eyes bigger than your stomach, like, yo, I'm about to tear all this shit up. But your stomach be feeling like it's this big. You get down and like, oh shit, I'm tired. Mm, loosen up this belt. Good. Gracious. Woo! I'm like, yo, you still got all this shit on your plate. This ain't your second plate. This is your first. I know, but it seems like the older I get, man, I don't be eating a lot like that. You know, I be wanting to, but I don't, you know. And you be dead serious, like, I'm good for the day. I ain't eating nothing else. Ugh. Oh, boy. Woo! Lordy, lordy, lordy. I am full. I can't eat another bite. I don't want to taste that. Good. No more for me. But that shows your lack of greed. That shows your lack of greed. Sure, husband says, some men and women are greedy for sex. They have multiple partners. That's true. A sex addiction is definitely one who's out of control. When it comes to having multiple partners for sex, I don't know if that symbolizes greed. I know most women will look at it like that because you're just doing it because you're greedy. I've just never accepted that. When you have multiple sex partners, that is really just multiple sex. There's normally more to the story. But, of course, outsiders ain't trying to hear that explanation like, oh, yeah. Because you can have multiple sex partners and don't even really have sex. Maybe you don't really feel like you can trust or talk to the person that you're at home with. So you seek affection outside of the home. And it just happens that it comes with sex too. But you and your other sex partner or partners may not fuck all the time. May not. I'm not saying that it's not possible that, yeah, you just straight greedy for sex. But maybe it's just hard for me to believe that people just fuck and have no feelings. Like zero. Like, but they say they do. No, Omar, don't order me a salad. LOL. Back in the day, I used to be greedy, but now I try to order what I can eat. Yeah, I mean, look, when we were all young, back in the day, we probably could eat whatever we wanted to eat. A lot of us were skinny. We, couldn't gain no weight. Once that weight started coming on, though, it's hard to turn that shit off. Like, yo, where the metabolism button? I need a new metabolism. Get a new motor for my metabolism. That shit ain't... Look, I don't even hear nothing. I used to be able to hear my metabolism like... Now I don't hear shit. You hear anything? No, I don't hear it. You might have had that silent metabolism installed. Like, nah, I ain't got that. You got a muffler on it? Nah, I ain't got that. Speaking of which, where are my people out there? Where are my people out there with a lot of digestive stomachs? You know, where are the ones where if the If the room is quiet, you can hear your stomach as if you're hungry, but you're not. Like my dad was like that, and so am I. I used to lay on my dad's chest. You know, he'd be in the bed, and we would watch Wide World of Sports together. Which is interesting, because my dad wasn't a real big sports fan. But I think he liked Wide World of Sports because it wasn't just football or basketball or baseball or hockey or anything like that. It was different sports and shit. Wild World of Sports was a pretty dope show back in the day. We would watch Wide World of Sports, and I would be listening to my dad's stomach. I'd be like, "Dad, you hungry?" He'd be like, "No, son, I'm not hungry." I'd be like, "Damn, why does it sound like you're hungry? Why does it sound like your stomach is grumbling, is growling?" And he was just laughing, bro. That's just my food digesting. No, he wouldn't even say digesting. That's my stomach settling. I'm like, settling for what? What do you mean settling? But that's what he would say. That's my stomach settling. Years later, and it could have been then, but I never heard my stomach. I could hear his. And that shit used to be like, now my stomach do the same shit. So my daughter would be like, "Dad, I can hear the shit now." But yeah, so Norris Hill says, I hear my gut working with the roughage. I just heard my stomach like, but I know my stomach is loud. You know what I mean? Women that I've been with, they be like, "What we doing here?" Mm-hmm. There was a rumble jumble. 5 minutes that lasted. My intestine said, "Why, you fucking intestinal bastard?" Well, that's true. That's why I never eat no beef. Oh, so I'm lying like a motherfucker right through my teeth. All right, sure, husband says, cracking the hell up. I thought everyone's stomach made those noises. Some can hide it better than others. Some don't care. Hey, the body does what it does. Everybody's stomach don't make them noises, sure. Nah, not everybody. Not everybody. My mom, I ain't never hear my mom should do that. I ain't never hear my mom's stomach. But me, my dad, it's like he's farting without farting. This shit was loud, though. And mine is, too. So it said, okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know. But when we talk about the difference between what the hungry do and what the greedy do. The greedy have already ate. They got a lot in the stock. They got plenty in the stash. They could give away. They could help out. They could be more altruistic, but they choose not to. And it could be because they are worried. Maybe somewhere early in their lives, if they waited to get something, then it was no longer available. You know how some people grew up in big families. And so Christmases, Easters, back to schools, all of those things weren't big gift-giving events because there were too many children to distribute things to. So you had to make sure that it was first come, first serve basis. Cereal. Things like cereal. You know? When you went to go get some cereal, if you didn't get it while the box was fresh, when you came back, if you let everybody else eat, you wasn't going to have no cereal. Not that cereal. So you wanted the Frosted Flakes, you better get the Frosted Flakes when the box opened. You wanted some Cookie Crisp. You wanted some, what are those? Something Pops. Or Dig'em Smacks. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You wanted the good cereal because you had so many brothers and sisters to distribute it to. there wasn't always enough for everybody. And maybe that was what started making you a little bit greedy. Like, yo, I got to eat. Maybe it wasn't greed at first. Maybe before you would let everybody eat first. But you realized that after everybody eat, there was nothing left for you. So you had to get smarter about the situation. And you started going first. And then you started going only. Like, not only am I going first, nobody else is going after me. That's it. It's mine. Mine. And maybe it brought you to become, it started you to become more greedy. That may not have been what you were originally setting out to do. So as it says, all her O. She probably will say, yeah, my stomach does that too. You mean call her. Call her, huh? You know what? You inspire me to do shit that I ain't got no business doing. I'm a caller. Call her. I'm a call her. I'm a call her. She getting called. It's a different number. She probably like, man, I ain't answering. She answered any other time. She's like, nah, I'm letting that go to voicemail. Oh, it must be a bad connection.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, mama.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I need to ask you a question. I'm on the show right now, right?
Yeah.
And I need to ask you a quick question. When you eat, does your stomach make a lot of noise even though you're not hungry?
Do you have a lot?
No, your stomach is quiet, right?
Yes.
But you know, my stomach is loud, and my dad's stomach was real loud.
Oh. Well, mine is not loud.
Okay, so do you hear your stomach right now?
I hear it. No, I don't hear it.
Okay.
Nothing is going on in my stomach right now.
Okay.
Why?
That's because I wanted to know. Because I was on a show and I was talking about how when I was little, me and Dad used to sit up in the bedroom watching Wide World of Sports. And I would be laying on his chest, and I could always hear his stomach growling. And I used to think that he was hungry, but he wasn't hungry. He was telling me that was his stomach settling.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what he said. Well, that's what he said. But now my stomach is like that.
Your stomach is like that?
Yeah, my stomach loud.
My stomach is not loud.
No, it's not.
Every now and then, my stomach will growl or something, but very seldom, not too often.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty quiet stomach. I have a pretty quiet stomach.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
All right. No.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Well, there you have it. There you have it. There you have it. You know what? You know what? Since that worked out, since that worked out, I'm going to call my dad now. Fuck it. We're going to find out from the horse's mouth. I'm going to call this horse. Wait a minute. This would be interesting. Get like the Steve, get like Uncle Tommy on Steve Harvey. Queen Monica. What's going on, Queen Monica? How you feeling? How you doing, ma? There's nothing is going on in my stomach right now. Mine is quiet, but I can eat. I can sometimes feel the digestion process. I can dig it. What happened? Why it stopped ringing? What we got? Oh, call failed or was not answered. Okay. Fair enough. You know what? Nah, I'm calling back. Nah, I ain't gonna do it. All right, we just gonna settle for that. But yeah, greedy people. I mean, they know they don't know what it's like to be full. Or at least they act like it. They just eat. Voracious appetite. A voracious appetite. Ow, 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 ow. Pac-Man. Ow, 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 ow. Whoop. Wee, 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 wee. Ow, 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 ow. Queen Mati Mayuni is all up in the house. Yeah. Yeah, you was waiting to see what Pops was going to say, huh? Emily. Her husband says, she said every now and again, this means yes, don't it? Often, but yes. Not often, but yes. Huh? Man. I don't know. I got the loud stomach. But I don't overeat. You know, like, I think it's too uncomfortable to overeat, and it's really unnecessary. But I know people, I mean, I hate to say it, but I know people who I know one person who got weight loss surgery. She lost a lot of weight, started exercising and all that. You know how people who get the weight loss surgery do. They want to start exercising after they already got the surgery to lose the weight the wrong way. Anyway, but she was still eating. She was still eating. So she would go and eat and make herself throw up. Like, now you want to be bulimic? You want to be bulimic after the fact, shorty? Now you want to be bulimic? That's pretty much how it was going. But, by the way, she's back to the size she was before she got the weight loss surgery. So she's working with half a stomach, but back to full size. But she's definitely, she probably has, I think that she has an eating disorder. She wasn't super fat. But she may have been super depressed. People who are greedy don't normally show signs of depression. People are super hungry. Well, you can be depressed because you haven't been nourished. You haven't gotten enough to eat. It's just not working out. It's just not working out. All right, y'all. That's how it go. All right, we about to get on up out of here. Do these birthday shout outs. Birthday. We're going to do these birthday shout outs. And then I got a little something that I have to take care of today. And I want to get it out of the way for show. It's got to go. Get rid of it for show. And it's got to go. All right. So we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box. Vanessa Moultrie turning 44 years old today. She got a bow, 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 bow. Yeah. What up now? Happy birthday to you, Nessa. And also Alicia Hawkins turned that 45. She got the 45. Bow, 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 bow. Because I'm going to do S-P-E-C-I-A-L to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. S-P-E-C-I-A-L to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I said the S-P-E-C-I-A-L to get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. And I don't remember doing. All right, anyway. All right, Stacey Reds Joseph turning 39 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Shanitra Delatrice Evans, happy birthday to you. And Paula Howard, happy birthday to you. And she's turning 53 years old today. And Tucci Montana turning 35 years old today. And Quindella Rogers turning 42 years old today. And Jolie Chi, happy birthday to you. And Stacey Kirkland turning 37 years old today. And Letitia Shelley, happy birthday to you. And Renee Randall and Vava Piet Siguri, happy birthday to you. And Tabrika C. Elmore, go get a Tabrika from Jersey. She went on one of our hikes, good people. Happy birthday to you, Tabrika. And Brenda Miss B. Roberts turning 66 years old today. And Ronald Covington, happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, Janice Buwerke. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious October 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings and do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, man. Hey, yo. Oh, yeah. The difference between what the greedy do and what the hungry do is the hungry are acting upon the situation that they have, that they have not eaten, or that they are really, really looking to increase their portions than what they have. And the greedy are trying to increase their portions too, but not because they are depleted in anything, not because they don't have anything, not because they don't want more. They want. So I guess the biggest difference is that a hungry person needs. A hungry person needs. A greedy person wants. Hungry, need. Greedy, want. 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 Hungry, greedy, want. So that's pretty much the long and short of it. I'm not sure if there's going to be a Legacy of a Nation show today. You know what I mean? My daddy was feeling a little under the weather last week, and he may still be feeling, I don't know. But he didn't send me the show yet. So it's not 100% guaranteed that there won't be a Legacy of a Nation show today. It's just not 100% sure. I'm guaranteed that there will be. That's all I'm saying. But nonetheless, I want y'all to have a great day. A wonderful day, you know what I mean? A sweet day, you know, make it like one sweet day. And I know that. Okay. So, yeah. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. Don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Don't be greedy and keep the show all to yourself. It's going to be y'all right. Everything is going to be y'all right. Thank you. So, Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here, son. Hey, y'all. Black Talk. Get y'all up out of here. All right. Reach. And